Bernstein knew his being there was awkward and potentially embarrassing for Jesse. He stood to go. Molly, her face red with anger at the man barging past her, stayed at the office door.
"Thank you, Chief Stone," said the lawyer. "I'll be in touch."
Jesse nodded to him and waved at Molly to shut the door.
"Go on, I can handle this."
The heavyset man stood perfectly still at the center of the office, watching, listening.
"Mr. Vanderkamp," Jesse said, "please sit." Vanderkamp had other ideas.
"Who was that man in here when I came in?"
Jesse wasn't frequently torn. He knew how he felt about things and how he should act in most situations. This wasn't most situations. He disdained organizations like the Saviors of Society and bullies like Leon Vanderkamp. But the man's son had just been shot to death in Jesse's town by one of his cops. Diplomacy and charm weren't Jesse's usual default settings, but he understood that there were times to treat even the worst of people with respect and patience. This was one of those times.
That man was Officer Davis's attorney, Monty Bernstein.
Vanderkamp's fleshy face broke into a cruel smile.
"Bernstein, huh? Figures."
He grunted what passed for a laugh.
"How does it figure?" Jesse asked, knowing full well what Vanderkamp meant.
Jesse would give the man space, but not unlimited space. Vanderkamp sat in the chair Monty had just vacated.
"What was he doing here?"
"His job. But I had to inform him, as I will tell you, the investigation into your son's shooting."
"His execution."
Jesse ignored that.
"The investigation is being handled by Detective Lieutenant Mary Weld of the State Police, so I couldn't be of much help to Mr. Bernstein. This morning is bound to be difficult for you. Before we head over there, can I get you some coffee, Mr. Vanderkamp?"
"Keep your damn coffee. You can get me some justice for my boy."
Vanderkamp was trying to provoke Jesse. Strange behavior, Jesse thought, for a father in mourning. Stranger still, Vanderkamp didn't seem particularly grief-stricken or outraged. He was saying all the right words, execution, justice, etc. But the affect didn't quite match. Jesse let it go. People had a right to the way they felt and how they dealt with hard things, even Leon Vanderkamp. Molly was at the door again.
"Jesse, the mayor's here to see you."
"Send her in."
Jesse knew Molly would have warned the mayor about Vanderkamp. Connie Walker dressed the part in a conservative black suit.
"Chief Stone,"
she said, nodded to Jesse, and then headed directly to Vanderkamp.
Vanderkamp didn't get up.
"Mr. Vanderkamp, I'm Constance Walker, the mayor of Paradise. I am very sorry for your loss. I can assure you..."
"I'm not interested in your assurances," he said, standing at last. He sneered down at her. "I'm not interested in his either. I want justice for my murdered son."
Connie Walker didn't fluster easily, but as she half turned to Jesse, he could see she needed some help.
"If you could excuse us, Mr. Vanderkamp," Jesse said, "the mayor and I have to talk. I'll call ahead to the medical examiner's office to let him know we'll be heading over there in a few minutes. Officer Crane will get you what you need."
Vanderkamp wasn't the kind of man to be dismissed and go without the last word. He looked away from Jesse and back to the mayor.
"Let me assure you of something, Mayor Walker," he said, pointing his index finger at her nose. "I'm going to get justice for my boy at all costs. We're going to have people marching in the streets of your sewer of a town every single day until that murderer gets the punishment she deserves."
When he was done, he brushed past the mayor without acknowledging Jesse.
"I dislike that man," Connie said. "I dislike him a great deal."
"I don't think he cares. He enjoys pushing people's buttons."
"I spoke to the state investigator, Jesse. She didn't come right out and say it, but..."
"I know how it looks."
"Do you think Officer Davis shot an unarmed suspect?"
He shook his head.
"That's the question of the day."
"What's the answer?"
"The answer is what the evidence says it is."
"Jesse..."
"I know, Connie. I hired Alicia in spite of the selectmen's objections. I appreciate that you backed me up.
If this goes badly, I'll resign. If this goes badly, Jesse, your head won't be enough. We'll both get swept out. I suppose I came here hoping you'd tell me things weren't as bleak as they seem.
Jesse couldn't help but smile.
Walker was confused. Am I missing something?
If you're coming to me to cheer you up, Connie, we really are in trouble. Mayor Walker shook her head and laughed quietly. By the time she got to the office door, she was no longer laughing. Jesse picked up the phone to call the ME. He wasn't laughing either.